The question was asked, but when the rabbis instituted the reading of Maftir, was that a fulfillment of the obligation to read from the Torah every Shabbos? And the answer is no. There is an obligation to read from the Torah every Shabbos. There was a decree that if they do that, they would get killed, and the king set up guards to ensure it wouldn't happen. And so they stopped reading from the Torah, but they said, let's institute something to commemorate the reading from the Torah so that when the decree passes, people will remember to go back to reading from the Torah every Shabbos. Now, we have to bear in mind what davening looked like in those days. You probably noticed that people don't show up too late to Maariv. There's a simple reason, because if you show up too late, you missed everything, right? Yeah. You show up 10 minutes late, you're a goner. Now think back to the days of sundials. It's very hard to be on time to shul, so most minyanim were with nates, with the crack of dawn. So you knew you had to be there on time, right? And you knew if you showed up 10 minutes late, guess what? Their prayer began with Baruch Hu. So much like the Sfardim and the Taimonim, the Chazan would say Baruch Hu. Everyone would say Baruch Hashem Amvarach Leolam Ve'ed. Then he would read through the blessings up to Shema. Because most people were illiterate. They didn't have written Sidurim, even if they were illiterate. The Chazan would read. People would just answer with him the verses that are quoted, Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kivod. And then when they'd read Shema, so those who knew would read along with him, and those who didn't wouldn't. So you got to factor davening starts, let's say, at 5 o'clock in the morning. By 5:07, you're holding by Shemona Esrei. By 5:15, you're done. Davening in those days in shul took about 15 minutes. Now, on Shabbos, you add Musaf. So it took 25 minutes, let's say. Add Kriyas HaTorah. Now you have a longer davening. Take away Kriyas HaTorah. What have you done? You've made Shabbos davening just a weekday davening. Then the rabbis come along and say, okay, the king won't let us read from the Torah. At least we'll read 21 verses from the prophets corresponding to the reading of the Torah. You've done something to give it the form of a Shabbos davening. I'm saying today we have this whole long introduction and we have, our Shabbos davening takes a minimum of 2 hours. But in their days, even on Shabbos, davening took 50 minutes. Saying, if you take away the Torah reading, Shabbos davening is really short. And I'll tell you a secret. It says in the Jerusalem Talmud, and it says in the Medrash, that in their days, people came late too. It says it. So think about it. If davening's so short, it says in the Medrash, you know what davening's like? Davening's like a wake-up process. A person walks into shul, and he groggily says, Shachris. And then he starts waking up through Kriyas HaTorah. And by the time Musaf comes around, he could be focused. That's what the Medrash says. It says, for Musaf, you're around. You're finally zoned in. So today we have a long Sukkot Zimra. If you showed up on time, by the time they hit Baruch Hu, you're already where they were by Musaf. So hopefully by Shachris, you're already focused. If you're there for Sukkot Zimra. I'm just saying, so it's even though they did not fulfill the obligation of Torah reading, they did have a commemoration of the obligation of Torah reading, which was a way of keeping the tradition alive so that when they'd be able to, they'd go back to reading from the Torah, which in fact they did.